And now on Nights with Steve Price, Dental Health with Dr. Larry Benge, thanks to the Malo Clinic, the original home and inventor of the All-on-4 dental implant system.
Yes, indeed, they are the originals, they are the inventors, and Dr. Larry Benge is the world's best dentist. Good evening to you.
Stephen, how are you?
Good. Federal budget next week on Tuesday. We've heard nothing about health yet, nothing in the dentistry space. It's going to be very interesting to see whether there are any changes to that, because health is a massive part of our federal budget. Are you finding that you are getting more people through the door currently?
No, I don't. Wouldn't say so. I think it's about the same as normal. I think, in fact, last month was a funny month. It was Easter, school holidays, Anzac Day.
That's true.
It was actually a funny sort of month.
But you're a good gauge because, I mean, clearly people can, they shouldn't, and they definitely shouldn't because of health implications. They can put off dentistry, can't they?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. And it's probably one of the first things to go. I don't know whether there'll be any more money for us. You know, I mean, it's just I think they struggle with medicine, let alone dentistry, which is unfortunate. You know,
they try and keep that. I mean, they promised a lot in the area of public dentistry health, and they never deliver. Listen, when I was locked away in that jungle, they made us use bicarb of soda to clean our teeth with. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know. I couldn't quite understand that. Was it a torture test or something?
Well, it is. I mean, it is a torture test. That's what they made us do, and I was amazed at how. Every time I clean my teeth, every day I was in there, I thought, yeah. I'd wish I could have some normal toothpaste. What is normal toothpaste, though?
No, normal toothpaste is basically just a fluoride, which we don't, you know, some people like, some people don't like.
We love it.
You know, we won't get into that discussion. No. But it's basically just a polishing paste, and it's got some abrasive in it, but not too abrasive, obviously. You know, anything that's too abrasive over time is going to wear away the enamel. That's why you need to stick to a softer toothbrush rather than a hard toothbrush. I remember you used to walk into a chemist and you could find soft, medium or hard. You know, I virtually think it'd probably be very hard to find the hard one now. Maybe you just put dentures or those sorts of things. So it can be too vigorous cleaning your teeth. Funny enough, you can clean them too much. You know, if you're scrubbing too hard, you know, people come in and they can actually scrub their gums away almost. So,
what toothpaste would you recommend you use?
Oh, look, I don't make any difference really, just as long as it's got some fluoride in it. You know, there's a lot of toothpaste now that have got whitening agents in them as well, you know, a very dilute amount. So the level of how much they actually whiten, I think you've got to be a little bit careful with, you know, all the manufacturers will claim theirs makes your teeth whiter than the other person's, but they don't have any significant effect compared to, you know, say, being in the dentist, having your teeth bleached.
You did once tell me, though, that you've got to be careful using mouthwash on a regular basis.
Yeah, mouthwash is, some of it's alcohol-based, so you don't want to drink and drive too much with it. But,
and it can take enamel off your teeth, can't it?
Yeah, and it can desiccate the gums as well. So, you know, there are different sorts of mouthwashes around, and there are mouthwashes that actually really, if you use them heavily, they actually alter the bacterial flora, and people come in and they've got stains all over their teeth. And so, you know, you can actually ask them, you've been using mouthwash, haven't you? Like copious amounts of
it. You can spot it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you can see stains all over their teeth. So you can use anything in excess can be not so good, you know, particularly alcohol-based ones. But there are a number on the market that don't have alcohol.
I know you're proud of me because when I was in there with nothing to do, I actually flossed my teeth for the first time in my life. And have I kept it up? Ish. But I agree with you completely, having then done it, that it's the best thing to do. You should do it.
It felt different, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. You feel, your mouth feels 100% cleaner.
And if you smell the first bit when you floss it and take it out in between, then you really know you should do it.
Exactly right. I mean, and you've just got to make the time. I mean, it's 5 minutes out of your day.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, 5 minutes is often very hard to find in one person's day, you know, when you're really flat out. So, but, you know, maybe sitting watching the telly, if you get a few minutes rest or something, that's a good time to actually do it.
As long as you don't annoy the person next to you. Electric or manual?
I don't think there's any difference, really. Some people if they have dexterity problems, fine. The electric is good. I think whatever works for you and you actually use it, I always say to the kids, toothbrush is great, but it's actually got to touch the teeth.
Absolutely right.
So that's it. I had an interesting day today just to share with you.
I got to go. I'm going to lose you, I'm afraid. You can tell me next week.
Oh, remind me.
Good on you. Larry Benge, I'll be back after the news.